Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My, are you blessed one more time to come before you at the one-ish hour? God has been so good. He has blessed us to the point where we're able to present this interactive format to you. I am Dr. Lowe's Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. See, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So what we're trying to do is bring out the issues that we're encountering from day to day. We're working on a series, and it's entitled Battling for Our Boys' Future. And we've been in series four. Now we're going to be in series five, and the title for today is still in the same relationship, Our Black Boys Need Us. Our Black Boys Need Us. We want you to be a part of the show. As I said, it's interactive. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone, actually your location. Then you have a chance to chat about our boys, black boys, needing us. It's not only just talking about the fathers, we're talking about the mothers as well. We have to both be pillars. You also can check us out by going to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, you have an opportunity to email the show at TheSmithWayProduction@gmail.com, along with tweeting the show at WBSW Radio, Beta Phi Sigma_10, at LorenzaDSmith15. And on Instagram, we have two devices working today, so we're on two platforms. We're going to give a shout-out, truly, to Brothers of 5-8 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. But the first platform is Coach Dr. LorenzaD15. And we have on there Carly_Gibbs. Thank you for joining us. And also where we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And this is a platform they use to get out their social action, their education, their big and better business program. They're able to get it out, partners with them. We're so glad at WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. So you can check us out on Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Let's kind of move forth with some more things so we can wrap this up. We are being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. It's all together in one word. Also, we want to share with you that we were excited over the weekend to see that we had two additional countries of listeners added to our listener and watcher, as you call our audience, along with each and every one of you all. We had the exciting opportunity to have those people of Finland to join us, as well as the country of India. So that makes 30 countries. Those are two newest, but 38 countries is listening to what we're doing on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we welcome each and every one of you all from Finland and India, as well as we want to talk about our registering for our WBSW Radio giveaways. We have given away 11 trips in the last 2 years where we pay for the hotel cost each night that the trip, and you would handle the other aspect of it. We want you to register for it because we have a trip that will be coming up in the next week or two. We said by the end of the month, but at least we're going to broadcast because next week is going into March, and we're going to have that trip available, working on going to Orlando. I'm working 3 to 4 nights. So we want to give a shout-out to those individuals who's already registered, but we need you to register for the giveaway. Not only trips, we're giving away books that's from the authors that's on our show, along with cash. In essence, we got give away cash to what we call love offerings, along with gift cards. We have gas vouchers, food vouchers. So we're giving back to our community. But we need you to register, and we need you to go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And what you're going to put there is your name along with a means of transaction, area, the four devices we're working with are just four transactional means that we have. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Send your name along with one of those means of transaction to Lorenza, again, dsmith15@gmail.com. We want to congratulate Ms. Peggy Grant. She's our last winner. Our giveaway, it was a 6-day, 5-night hotel stay that we take care at the value of $1,284 to Cancun, Mexico. So we're just trying to give back, and we want you to be a part of it. As I said earlier, our show is to focus on this series about our boys, preparing our boys to be productive men. The ultimate goal, each one of the series, which is battling for our boys' future, we truly want to make sure we are the role models in our community, in our homes, in our neighborhood, block by block. So the title of the day is still in line with our same series, is Our Boys Need Us. It's no ifs, ands, and buts. As I said earlier, our boys need the father as a pillar, along with the mother as a pillar. We also need our extended family to make sure we extend our hands out to our boys. Boy power, that's what we're looking for. We want to be able to prepare our boys to be productive men. If we prepare our boys to be productive men, we're talking about men who able to start families and keep our culture going. People have to realize we're at a trying state in our culture. I'm talking about the African American. We're at 33% of marriage in our culture. That means that we have way too many numbers, individuals on the other side that are not married. So for culture to go, you have to have the family unit together. You have to have where we're producing children. Our population going on 40 years now have not changed just with 2%. We're no longer the minority cultural. We're the second minority cultural. And the problem I have a lot of time I hear among individuals, especially when you talk about politics, let us all people of color vote together. But when those people of those of color that becoming the second, first, or the third of voting in a manner that they make sure things are happening for them. So we would not just keep saying, let's vote as a block, as people of color. We need to come together and vote, because we are building our culture to be able to have that kind of power. We can't sustain what we're doing now. So we must build our boys so when they are at the point of becoming men and productive citizens, they're pushing for children and having families, meaning getting married and having children. We have over 80% of our homes led by single parents, and way over a majority of them are females. We have to focus on training our boys to love the women in our culture, of family, but you have to make sure you put things in place. And we're going to talk. We're going to shout out for Is There Pony Renee. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. Let's talk about how to raise our boys to fit, to be fit for the future. You know, Uncle Sam used to have something many years ago. He had a stamp there pointing, Uncle Sam wants you. See, our boys want our productive citizens and men in our culture to step up because they need you. So truly, as our title said, our black boys need us. Now, I put us there so I'll let you know no one is off the hook here. We have a large percentage of single family led by females, but we still all have a responsibility, males and females. The mother is a pillar and the father is a pillar. But if we train our boys to understand what it to be fit, listen to me now, fit for the future, we can expect a better outcome. I'm truly a person that believes in probability. I base my life on probability, not possibility. I think I deserve that because it's a possibility. No, I think I deserve it because it's a probability, because I have put myself in a position, researching, training, putting myself so I can receive that and have a favorable outcome. So if we want a favorable outcome for our boys when they become men, we must prepare them to be fit for the future. There's some tips to raising boys in today's world that'll help guide them so they'll be going in the right direction to become responsible, respectful adults. That's what we're trying to do. It's going to take everybody coming together. It takes a whole village to raise one boy so he can be a productive man. See, we got to sit down and make sure in this process of raising him to be respectful and responsible that we discuss with him his emotions. Let him know that it's all right. Allow your emotional well-being to come into play. But you also have to realize that your emotional well-being still operates through reality. We talk about, I feel. I feel comfortable. See, feelings is all about emotion. And we still have to keep in mind that there's a reality that we must work within. So we have to discuss with him his emotions. Let him know it's all right to cry sometimes. Let him know it's always an opportunity that even though you cry, you'll have an opportunity to grow from it. Let him know it's okay to show love for one another. Understanding there's a reality to everything. We have to discuss this with our boys. We also have to model healthy behavior toward one another. I know constantly we look in the papers and look in and hear on the internet all this stuff about the violence in our community. We got to begin to show healthy behavior toward one another. And us and our God said we must love thy neighbor. We must love each other. But you can't do that till you understand what love is and what love does. So we have to teach him and model healthy behavior toward one another. We have to make sure we also encourage non-gender-based play. We have to understand that boys have to live with girls and girls have to live with boys. To respect the other gender. Don't teach me she only had to respect certain genders. We have to encourage that. We have to teach him that his body belongs to him. And that's why you have to take care of your body. See, when we talk about the well-being of life, and for you to be a mature, functioning, productive citizen and an adult, we have to teach him that his emotional well-being is very important, but we want you to be mature in it. Your physical well-being is important, and you have to be mature because your body will take form when you become go from being a boy to an adolescent to a young man. Your body will change, and you will have the tools to function as an adult in society. We have to teach him that his mental aspects are important. If he's struggling with his mental, we have to teach him you have to seek ways to support and help you be the best version of yourself. We have to teach him spiritually. And it's one thing, I had a conversation this morning with my own personal counselor I see twice a month. No shame in my game. Because I want to be the best version of me, which I don't know. God has control of that. But I want to work toward it. And we was talking about addressing some of the stigmas that we have in our community. That if you could go to someone for support in your mental aspect, then it's nothing wrong with you. You have the ability to address if there's some uncomfortable. We want them to be mature enough to seek support. We want them to be mature to use the support so it'll help them. It's in whatever form they come in, counseling, therapy, whatever it is, advocate that our boys do not keep things bottled up inside of them. And then when the day is about to explode, the anger come out and we lose another young man, whether it's to transition or to the system. We have to teach them to spiritual aspect. The spiritual aspect is that God wants us to love one another. God is first in the order. Some of you may challenge that, but that's all right. I don't care how you challenge it. You're not going to win that one. Not with me. We have God, family, and community. That's the order. Just like in addressing the 80% of the family being led by single parents, it should be marriage, then children, not vice versa. We have to keep that in mind. We must follow order. Don't get out of order. The next thing is financial well-being. It's important that you teach him financial literacy. Had that conversation this morning as well. Even you don't understand, yes, we replace checkbooks in some cases with debit cards, but you still must balance your books at the end of the month. You cannot just keep spending. And if you come and balance and say you just breaking even, you're living from paycheck to paycheck. Nothing wrong with that, but make sure you understand the literacy in regards to finance. We can't shy away from that. And we're going to teach our boys that it's important. Because they're seeing, when you ask any young lady, they say, what is your husband who to be a husband, what is your two things you see him as being a protector and a provider? Hear from just one, everyone. Even if they're making more money than he is, you need to see those two characteristics in play. He's a provider and a protector. But he had to be literate in finance to understand that a dollar can only be stretched 100 pennies. And then when it's stretched, you still have to balance it. We have to keep that in mind. We also have to show him healthy family dynamics. We as a family got to show our young people healthy family dynamics. If you're constantly at each other's throat, that's not healthy. We have to show each other love. That means bringing families being able to come together and show love to one another in whatever time you choose to do. Your boys have to see that because you're trying to raise him to be fit for the future. That's what he's trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. That's what the pillars are trying to do. We want you to be a part of the call. You can call a part of the show. You can call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. By identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lowe as he talks about issues in our neighborhood, block by block. That's what we're talking about. And our boys need to be an issue that we all must put on our agenda if we want our culture to continue to prosper and grow. People don't say, well, we have a lot of success with the female, but our boys need to grow up to be men and fall in the role in the order that God has. And I like hearing it, but that's it. Shout out to Rosalind Dutton, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, sister, for joining us and supporting what we're trying to do. You also can type in your comments on either Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to see what you have to say about our black boys need us. We're in this together. It takes a whole village to raise one child. And we got to remember that. We have to put the work in. And we'll talk about things that prepare them for the future. We want our boys to be fit so they can be successful. They can be productive citizens. That is the ultimate goal. We want to raise boys also to be fit for a long-lasting, healthy relationship. See, we got to teach our boys that we have to use the ideal of healthy behavior and teaching them to understand the characteristics and traits of a healthy relationship. See, we have to teach our boys to self-love. They have to love themselves first before you can love anybody else. We're talking about a long-lasting, healthy relationship. See, it's important that we understand that we have our attributes that works in our favor when we use them. Our physical, emotional, and psychological attributes, which are pillars that is made for a relationship to last. So we're teaching them self-love. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. I have some co-hosts coming on, particularly the co-host that on the Wednesday night show that was how we rotate every first and third Wednesday, called truly called Tell the Truth Prime Time. That is Miss Lisa Levine out of the great state, southern part of Florida, always says a healthy relationship can grow into even a healthy relationship. But if you also having a toxic relationship with yourself, you won't have a toxic relationship with everyone else. So let's make sure we love ourselves first. Self-love is so important. The next thing is honesty. If you have a tendency to stress the true thing is to be honest with yourself. That's a lie. And if you tell one lie, my mother always told us as children, don't lie to me, son, because if you tell one lie, you got to continue to back that lie up with another lie. So you have to be honest. If you're not ready to be honest, don't go toward long-lasting relationship. Work toward a situationship. That way you don't have to put nothing in. See, when you commit it, you have to be honest and you have to be trustworthy. See, you have to have mutual trust for each other. We got to teach our boys that for to be fit for a long-lasting relationship and healthy relationship, they got to have mutual trust for the person that they're putting their trust in. And the person should do the same for you. We must have mutual respect. We have to teach our boys to respect other genders. We have to teach our boys to respect themselves as well. See, everything comes back to self. That's the biggest problem people want to dodge is about self. See, I can't sit down and talk about what somebody else is doing until I check myself. Truly, in a healthy relationship, as I said, characteristic is that you need to talk about, do I love myself enough to be able to love someone else? Do I trust myself enough to be trustworthy and trust the other person? Am I honest with myself enough so I can allow the other person to be honest with me? Do I have respect for that person, regardless who they may be? But particularly with our boys, they have to respect girls, who when they become men, they'll continue to respect women. So we have to have healthy behavior. And we have to respect one another. Effective communication. Everybody talks about, you know, communication as being the cornerstone of a healthy relationship. Men are the experts, researchers, pundits talks about effective communication. But you can't talk about effective communication until you know what effective communication consists of. But to keep in mind that effective communication requires you to listen first and talk second. Work on your listening skills. You know, old saying is that when you're talking to people that's not listening to you, trying to do three or four other things, it goes in one ear and come out the other. That is not effective because you're going to have to end up repeating yourself. And I think that's disrespectful to the person trying to talk to you when you're trying to do two or three other things. That ought to get your undivided attention. So that means your listening skills are on and working for you. And when you're communicating with people, when you're talking to people, be able to be calm enough to talk with them. Don't be shouting. Don't show your anger. See, effective communication requires you to be in those two positions, the position of listener and the position of communicator. The next thing is affection. We got to teach our boys to be affectionate toward others. You teach them by seeing that happen. When they see you are affected, showing affection toward their mother as a man, when you show it and you're the man, the husband in there, or you're someone even coming, they showing that, show affection. Affection can be done not only with physical touch, but also doing acts of service. Your love language allows you to sometimes to be very affectionate. You have to keep that in mind. Affection is important. If you're not having it in a relationship, or you run across someone that said, well, I don't know how to be affectionate, you know, it's amazing how people can go through a certain part of their life and even have produced another life, a whole person, and don't understand the affection you have for your child. You can have that same affection toward that person that you want in your life as your mate. You know how to do it. You might be and hit some stumbling blocks and you put some walls up. Sometimes you got to break the wall down. See, if you still hadn't taken the wall down, you're not healed yet. You're not ready for a healthy relationship. You're not ready for a long-lasting relationship. Well, if you get in and say you're ready, you got to be ready to drop them walls and show that affection toward that person you love. Intimacy comes in all forms. Can't be afraid. Teach our boys that intimacy is not sex. Intimacy can be simply holding hands, simply a hug, simply through words. See, we got to understand, we have to teach them, but not only we have to demonstrate, we have to model this. I said earlier when I was talking about raising our boys to be fit for the future, one of the things was modeling healthy behavior toward others. That's how they learn. That's how we learn. I always said I spent 36.8 years in the career of education, all levels. And I said children is the most observant people on this earth. They observe everything you do because they're trying to learn. That's just the nature. They're trying to learn by watching what you do. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Someone is watching you. Shared connectness. Shared connectness is important. See, you got to show where you're connected. See, we talk about the seeds in life that connects you and create healthy relationship. We always talk about communication. We talk about commitment. We talk about compromise. We talk about consistency. And we talk about connection. Those are the seeds that you're going to encounter in a healthy, long-lasting relationship. So be able to share your connectness with the person you truly, truly desire and God and bless you to be with. Mutual assistance. Assist one another. And support. Be supportive. Be encouraging. Especially when times are tough. Show our boys that you got to encourage even your family members, your friends, and eventually life when you get to get married, encourage your wife, encourage your children. You have to always keep that in mind. And the last thing is I talked about the four C's. Just remember, those C's are so important because they allow you to endure and work toward a bond to have a healthy, long-lasting relationship. See, if you want the secret to a long-lasting relationship, we want to share with our boys, because we're trying to raise them fit to be fit, is that focus on having fun and making good memories together. I can remember as a child with my friends, the things we did, whether it was riding a bike, going to one another, and even different communities doing things, those memories I still have. That put me in a position where knowing that we were having fun and we were making good memories, that allowed me to be able to, when I met, you know, with God, my wife that I have now that God blessed me with, I was able to understand that that was some awesome memories and I had a lot of fun. That old saying that you could be fair, I'm a 3F man, fair, firm, and fun. You got to have that in your life. In leadership, I told you, people holler about leaders are made, now leaders are born. They might be a follower, and they're good followers to be great leaders. So always keep that in mind. This is all about being able to raise our boys to be fit. Just to be specific by a couple of the C's, and I think it's important, at least one of them, compromise. See, compromise is so important. You can agree to disagree. That's nothing but a compromise. You might have your point of view. The other person may have their point of view. But you agree to make it where we understand your point of view, but we still going to move forward. That's a compromise. See, early in your relationship, We got to teach our boys early in their relationship. You know, these tendencies more toward 50-50 split. Because a lot of times you're thinking about your wants and your needs. And we're all about equality. So it's all right. That's what puts you in a position where you're able to compromise. Well, it's simply learning how the things that your that person do within regards to communication effectively. Listening to your partner, watching them, seeing what's going on. Then you know the time when you may have different foundation principles, you can still compromise. Become mutual. A mutual respect for one another. You have to have that. Be open and honest. It is so important about your feelings. As I said earlier, emotion in some people, they live on, I feel like this. I feel like I deserve this. But the truth of the matter is that feelings are all about possibility. But you need to be putting yourself in a position through the work and understanding that you live with probability. Probability of the best outcome. Possibility brings you no outcome. So keep that in mind when you're talking about feelings. Feelings are emotions. Upset, but you have to come back to reality. So be open and honest about your feelings. Also know that everybody or nobody ever wins an argument, because there are going to be some hurt feelings. It's not all about winning and losing. When you're people that want to go back and forth, keeping score, they're not about resolving issues. They're all about scoring a point here and there, and you both will lose. So we have to conduct ourselves in a positive way so we can have a favorable outcome. Have mutual respect for one another. That way you eventually have a mutual acceptable. That's what you have to work for. And the next thing is understanding how your partner expresses love. See, there are five love languages people talk about. One of the conversations you ought to have once you get started in a relationship and you want to further that relationship beyond associate and in the acquaintance is that you have to say, these are the boundaries and that's not a boundary. Let's say, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone that I can marry. And find out if that person feels the same way. And then the next thing is, my love language is, you can have all five of them, but you're going to have one that stands out a lot noticeable than the other. Know what your love language is. And never is two people have to be on the same love language. Let's keep that in mind. You can be on different love language. It's okay to be on different love language. But you got to respect that person's love language just like you ask them to respect yours. So make sure you understand how your partner expresses. If they express their love language through acts of service, respect that. Be excited about it. You express yours through physical touch. They know that. Then you expecting a hug where they might not have it, but affection requires that you give a hug. Let's give a shout out to King C335338. Thank you for joining us today on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Again, I'm Dr. Lowe Smith, and we want you to be communicating with interactively by either typing in comments on Facebook or Instagram. We're on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DR L. D'Alberto Smith. We are on broadcast on Instagram. We got Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Greenville of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama, and with Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15. We're on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in. You can just call in and just listen to the show, or you can call in and share your thoughts and you can chat. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then we'll chat about our black boys need us. Part of our series on battling for our boys' future. We let you know boys need you. I don't care if you're in an organization that might be a sorority. Our boys still need you. We don't need to just limit to just, yes, it's more comfortable, but our boys, a lot of us have boys that are in those organizations, in those sororities. Our boys need us. You're the pillar. If they need a pillar from on the other side, meaning a male, if their father's not there, but in those organizations, we can partner through the past and start a battle for our boys' future. It's time. Marriage rate among African Americans is at 32-33%. That should concern you. 80% of our households are led by single mothers, and a majority of those are black African American women. 2% of our males are single and childless. I tell you something, ain't everybody out here having a whole lot of babies. These guys are trying to get themselves in order. We got to teach them as boys so they can be available husbands in the future. We got to raise them to be fit for the future. We definitely have to do that. And it requires the mother and the father and the grandparents and the uncles, the extended family. We all need to take our position. Let's get back in order. We're out of order. We're out of order. When we have 80% of our household led by state, we're out of order because the order said you can marry, then have children, not have children and try to get married. It don't work that way. We got to get it in order now. We need to have some come to Jesus discussion. Our population of this country is right at the same it was 40 years ago. Right at about 13-14% of the population. We got 337 million people in the United States, and we're only 13% of it, that population. Whereas other cultures have come, even migrated here, are now 27, which is the Hispanic population. 27. What is going on? Why we're not growing? I want you to ask yourself. Oh, you can easily say it might be one gender and another gender, but we're not going to get in there. We're in this together. So we want to have our boys fit, and it requires your help. Don't find a way. Don't get an attitude. Just say, I got to help my brother, my sister, my child, my grandchild, my cousin. That's a boy. He needs it. He needs you. Titles, our boys need us. That's everybody plays a part in them. We're going to kind of move the agenda. We're going to talk about truly a couple things that's so important, like refusing to use a solid treatment. So we're talking about how we're going to raise our boys to be fit, to be in long-lasting, healthy relationships. Don't use a silent treatment. Don't use a silent treatment on your child. Don't do that. We try to tell ourselves we better remain silent than say something harmful. The truth is that, and I want you to hear this, receiving the silent treatment can be just as painful. I always share this, even with my wife. I tell her, we can have a, let's talk about it. It may even make you upset. Less at a time, we're going to come. If you need 24 hours, you need 4 hours, whatever. But we got to come back to it. Because the silent treatment don't work. It's painful because you don't know what's going on. You have to be ready to be open and honest with your spouse or your mate. You have to be willing to remove some things that might cause pain. It can cause damage to your relationship by being silent. See, you need to look at it this way. Come to some kind of agreement that we're going to have to talk about it. I don't want to be continue to be angry. I know I don't want to get upset and kind of show some things that I'm unintended, but you know what? It's better to go and show those things so you can work through them, but to hold them back and don't use them. Do we have some options that we can use? You got to be comfortable enough to speak your mind, but refrain from using anger, emotional laced language, using profanity. You know, it's just not going to work. You got to take time and calm down. If it takes you 12 hours, it's fine. But if you start getting into 48 and too many other things are happening at that time. I always say that you say in a marriage, you should never go to sleep. And my wife and I, we have mentor that we asked a mentor because they've been married over 50-some years, and they said, it's good, let's talk. They share some things. And first thing one of them said, don't go to bed mad with each other. Even if you're afraid that you might get angry, you have to refrain from using angry, emotion-led language. Because you're going to say some things that you're going to regret. Which if you just take time and use the words in a choice. I have this thing that I call, and I use it with a lot of my students when I was in the leadership role and even in the teacher classroom. I call it this 8-second rule. Take 8 seconds to think about what you want to say. You might need a little longer. Then after the 8 seconds, try to remove the anger in your voice and get rid of the emotional profanity that may come out, emotional language that may come out, and just say what you need to say. We're always going to be able to agree to disagree, but it's painful when you go silent and won't say nothing. And it's amazing how people will do you like that but don't want it to be done to them. That's amazing. So we want to move forward to have our boys to be fit. Last thing is give them space. Let our boys need space to go over there and just get in the room and just, if they want to play the video game for 10 or 15 minutes, let them play. Let them have some space. But you have to set up a schedule that you're going to do what you need to do to raise your child to be fit for the future. That's wrong with giving them space. The absence from you at that moment have them to grow, their heart grow fonder. They missing, okay, let me see what you're doing. Let me come in here and talk to you. That's what you have to do. You have to be strategic in the way we're raising our boys to be fit for a long-lasting relationship, but fit for the future. Comes our pillars, which is our mothers. Mothers, we asked you that question. How do you raise a son as a mother? You hear too many times people saying, well, you can raise a boy up, but you can't raise him to be a man. He got to experience manhood by being raised with a man. That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. But you also have things that you can continue to do that you will do every day with him. See, if he see you angry all the time, he can be angry. He hear you cursing all the time, he can curse. If he see different guys running in and out of the house, I know people don't want to talk about that. He thinks it's all right that he can have him four or five just like women, just like you have men. See, you're teaching them things that they don't even need to be experienced. See, a son needs many things from his mother. Keep that in mind. And one of the things that are pretty obvious, he needs unconditional love. He needs unconditional love. Time spent together. Yes, you're there in that single household, but you still have to just say, son, let's go out and do some stuff. See, I'll be excited sometime. Unfortunately, I get a little angry, too. A lot of the young ladies out with their, you know, with their sons, and they out there working with them, getting them prepared, you know, throwing a baseball or football when they're, you know, something the father could be doing. But you want to have to play a part. But mother, you're a pillar. Continue to spend time together. You don't have to do that. You can go to the movies. You can take them to see historical events. You continue to do things. See, being taught various life skills. And I always tell people, my mom taught us all how to, you know, because we had to do it. We had to hang clothes on the line, had to put clothes in the washer, wash dishes. We watched her cook. So, because she said, once you get out in the world, you might not have anybody to do it for you. So that's important, mothers, to do. And what's really important after you teaching them life skills is that the grace to make a mistake. We all have a grace for making mistakes, meaning there's a grace period. We can make mistakes. The problem we have is we spend time with those choices that was not right instead of working on a solution. Even though you didn't make the right choice at the time, you still can correct the situation through solutions because you want a favorable outcome. You want the probability, not the possibility. That's what you have to do. Nurture empathy in your child. It's all right to feel bad for others. Encourage them to lift up others. Say some good things. All right, you know, you want to play square. Hey, good job, man. Thank you for that block, man. Thank you for that stream. Thank you for that cover me on the back end on when the ball is hit and it got through my legs and I'm behind you. That's what we teach in baseball. That's what we teach in football. That's what we teach in all sports, to lift them up. Team sports. You have to be taught that. So encourage that. Encourage them to lift the individual up. Teach them to volunteer. Take them and say, okay, we're going to go pick up, you know, in my neighborhood, there's a young lady when she's now your her mom, and you can see a lot of times just walking from one part of the neighborhood picking up trash all over the community. And then she has a grandson with her sometimes. So he's seeing that his grandmother is volunteer and his great-grandmother is volunteer. And when a child was young, I can remember because they've been in the neighborhood long enough, the daughter used to be doing the same thing along with the brother. Offer rewards sparingly. Don't every time go, you know, son, you go there, I'm going to go buy you a pair of $300 in Nikes. Air Jordans. Come on, be sparing with the rewards. Don't be always trying to reward them just simply to get them to do something. Teach them. Person that says sorry a lot like that, I'm reading and Google it up on Google search, and they say a person, they're trying to avoid conflict. They say that just so they won't have to. They may not have nothing they've done to just say it because it's something that's that makes them feel comfortable. They don't have to deal with things. You have to. It's nothing wrong with teaching good manners. Say I'm sorry for. My mom taught us that I apologize for disrespecting you. See, you got to put something on. Let them know. Treat them with kindness. If you treat your children with kindness, treat your boys with kindness, they'll be able to treat someone else with kindness. Treat them with respect. You don't just curse, money, and all that, and then expect them to do that when they get out. Discipline your child consistently, meaning that you have to be firm and fair. Don't be just disciplining a child if it's physically just to do it. Have a reason. You know, I talked to several parents and they had children that was in school, and they called me and said, "My son getting ready to get suspended again." Their principal, assistant principal, they called me, blah 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 blah. I said, and the first thing come, what first came out their mouth was, "I'm gonna beat their butt." And I said, "Well, at least find out what happened first. Go up there, cause your son has a side of the story. The government and the schools have a side of the story. And then it's somewhere in the middle, you have to find out what's going on." So I just tell you, don't just always do it, but teaching self-discipline is important. See, you still have to be consistent, but be fair. Teach them to be thankful. Tell people thank you. Teach them manners. These kind of things are so important. And quickly, we got about 3 minutes, and I'm going to touch bases on a few of these, because we have a couple more topics, and the next topic is discuss how to raise our boys to be great husbands. But I also wanted to talk about when we battle for our boys' future, we have to base it on the difference between an overgrown boy and a grown male versus a grown man. See? And it's not about age. Maturity is more important. Just a few things. Overgrown boys or grown males leaves us questioning what's going on. What's going on? But see, a grown man is clear about their intent. See, he won't be intentional in what he's doing. Just remember that. They leave you with questions about where they're going. A grown man is going to come intentionally tell you where he's going. That's the difference between the two. Now, I have many more that I think are very important, and that's what we're going to do next time, which is coming next week. We're going to do how to raise a boy to be a great husband. We're talking about husbands, raising our boys to be husbands and to be a great husband. We're going to talk about that and the battle for our boys' future in regards to the difference between an overgrown boy, slash grown male, and a grown man. We're going to talk about that. It's been awesome coming before you. I want to give a shout out to everyone who's joined us. Shout out to brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity on Zeta Phi Sigma Grebo, with the number 10. Thank you, brothers, for allowing your platform to be used and partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Thank our sponsors, TriStat LLC out of Selma and Montgomery, Alabama. That is Mr. William Scott. You can get in touch with him. He's a consulting firm that works with all government agencies. Also, they work with managerial staff and leadership training. They do all that, and the number is 334-320-5438. That's 334-320-5438. Shout out to L&A Lawn Service, the manicure experts of South Central Alabama. That's Mr. Tony Stallworth, and his number is 334-300-7401, 334-300-7401, and that's Mr. Tony Stallworth. To the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter, these are sponsors of our gifts and our giveaways, our raffle, along with the staff of WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Want to give all y'all a shout out. Thank each and every one of you all for what you do. But we want to welcome those countries. We had two additional countries joining us. So we just want to give a shout out to those individuals of the country of Finland and India. Thank you for being a part of this. We're just excited. We have a show on tomorrow night called A Happy Hour Talk. It's a chat during the happy hour. It starts at 5 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about probability versus possibility. We want to look at why people focus more on possibility rather than probability in relationship, in life. And we're going to talk about that at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Happy hour of talk. I will be hosting that show. We look forward to making it do what it do. So it's been awesome today. God has blessed us to have this chance to come before you. One of my network devices, social media, decided they wanted to end. And thank you so much for those people who have joined us on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Make sure we share that. And all the other individuals, Rosalind Duncan, thank you so much. Rosalind, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you on Facebook for joining us. And all our listeners on Blog Talk Radio, it's been good. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag truly, truly, make it do what it do. Keep on grinding. It's a mindset. I want to let y'all know that I truly love you all. It comes from my heart. And we're talking about Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood being the grassroots talk show, focus on the issues of our neighborhood block by block. Our title today was Our Boys, Our Black Boys Need Us. And we're going to come back with the part 6 of Battling for Our Boys' Future. And we look to make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the day. See, God is so good. Because I truly love you all. And I love you all in a way like this. And I want you to truly hear me when I tell you that.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a veteran.